much life experience that has shown me that what this reality tries to do is it tries to kill our kindness and kill our gentleness and kill our joy, and kill everything that is truly beautiful about us that makes us us and everything that is truly vital about us, and tries to get us to choose everything that is not vital to us as something that is. Which is why we have these vital processes. What have you made so vital about blank that creates whatever you're creating? It's because when you make something vital to you that isn't, you start destroying you. You start destroying your capacities, your joy, your happiness. So one of the things that has created that is this idea of immortal soul. You've heard the idea that you're a soul, right? And they say, oh, well, your soul knows this, and your soul knows that. And guess what? One of the things that you'll find if you stick around Access long enough is every sacred cow goes to auction or slaughter at some point. Okay? They're like, yay! You know? Why is that? Because all the things that we have held as sacred are primarily the limitations that tie us back into this reality. Immortal soul is one of them. Now, we found this a while ago that actually, so in Access, we talk about you being an infinite being, right? Which for most people, they're like, sounds good, but it makes you feel lighter, but it's so much space, you have no idea what the hell it is. Okay, but if we talk about your soul, like from a metaphysical or spiritual perspective, or a religious perspective, you know what your soul is, right? It's what God can hold on to and judge you for and make and punish you. You know what I mean? Right? Do you know what your immortal soul is? It's actually the you that is the thing that goes from lifetime to lifetime to lifetime to lifetime so that you can have a connection to all of your limitations through every lifetime. And it is this thing that basically is less than infinite being. Because look at this for a moment, okay? Get the energy of immortal soul. Get that. Now get the energy of infinite being. Is there any difference in that? Okay, so your immortal soul has been one of the things that has been designed to create ongoing, never-ending, always-repeating limitation. My question to you is, would you be willing to give it up now? Yes. Everything that allows your immortal soul to exist as a limitation of infinite being and as the vehicle for limitation it has been for hundreds of thousands, millions, billions, or trillions of years. Everything that allows the concept and construct to exist, everything you aligned and agreed with and resisted and reacted, and everything you did to create it or contribute to creating it or hold it in place in any lifetime, in any way, we destroy it creatively. Yes. Times a gazillion. Right, wrong, good, bad, all nine, podpock shorts, boys, and beyond.